Just to get the recording level correct, with me, Lady Ellis. Lady Ellis, can you just have a few words?
Yes, indeed. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Right, that should be fine. Lady Ellis, the first question is, what lay behind the invitation by the Conservative Party to the Romanian delegation?
The United Socialist Front in Romania had been very hospitable to very many leading members of the Conservative Party, starting with Lady Emmett of Amberley in 1971, and I went myself.
And what did the party see while they were here?
Well, they had quite a lot of interviews with very senior members of our party. Mrs. Thatcher received them and met many other members of the party in different capacities, the youth and the students and the women's organisations.
And there were discussions on topics of trade or wider topics?
The topics of conversation were the question of relations between our two parties, questions of relations between our two countries, and trade and commercial arrangements. The Deputy Prime Minister, Mr. Niculescu, also made a visit to the City of London, accompanied by Mr. Kumpanashu, Director of Aja Press, and they visited our city institutions, such as the Bank of England and the London Metal Exchange and so forth.
What do you think is the benefit of such exchanges?
They are, of course, invaluable. There's a great deal of misunderstanding between the Eastern European countries and Western European countries. These meetings allow for explanation. We do not expect to change a member of the Communist Party to our way of thinking, and I am convinced and indeed know that our visitors did not expect to change our way of thinking. But nevertheless, these meetings provide an opportunity for personal contact and personal explanation of motivations and policies.
And also explanation, presumably, of what opposition, how opposition parties work and this sort of thing.
Well, of course, in our country we have an opposition, yes.
Finally, what do you think was achieved by this visit in tangible terms?
I think it was very useful in having a direct personal contact with leading and very distinguished members of the United Socialist Front. Three leading members of the Grand National Assembly, the Deputy Prime Minister himself. We were very pleased that he was able to come. Miss Mia Groza, who is not only an ambassador for her country in Europe, but I think for the world, after all the work that she has done in the United Nations. And Mr. Kumpanashu, who after all is responsible for the internal communications of Romania. The very fact that they came provides a great interest and understanding between us.
Lely Liss, thank you very much indeed.